This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. We would all like to have Dial Healing Words. We'd all like to have healing words in our life. We'd all like to have an attitude in our world which is beautiful and good. And we can. We can when we begin to realize just what it's all about. Just what it's all about now and forevermore. The way we are in charge of our life is when we take a step in the right direction. And the step in the right direction is the direction for being in positive living, positive thinking, positive attitudes. All great religions, all religions, all philosophies, all psychology, throughout all the universe, they all teach that accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Get lost, negation. Get lost. Why do we say get lost, negation? We say get lost, negation, because if we put our attention on negative things, we will have negative experiences in our life. If we put our attention on negative attitudes, we will have negative experiences in our life. It's just as simple as that. So, when you say you can't do it, everything works out to prove to yourself that you can't do it. When you say you can do it, and you really put your heart into it, everything works out to show you that you really can do it, that within you is the ability to do whatever it is that you would like to do. Truly, whatever it is that you'd like to do, it stands within you to be able to do it. Now, we have been faced by many negative things in our life. Every day we are faced by negative things in our life that say that things are bad or things are evil or things are not good. And the more that we give our attention to those things that are not good, not beneficial, the more we give those things attention, where we say that we feel sick or we feel unhappy, we empower those things to be again and again and again, to come again and again and again in our life, in our world, in our experience. Now, is this the type of thing that we want to have? Is this the type of direction that we want to go in life? Even the story of Jesus, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He spoke to the negativity of the world, and he said, "Get behind me. I want nothing to do with you. I get out of my sight. Get out of my world. Get out of my experience." We all say that. We all say, get lost, negation. But now let's put the other half of this measure in, and the other half says, find good. Find good. Now, if you are going to go around the world looking for good, you must first go within yourself to look for the good. You must first go to the very heart of your own being and find within yourself good, peace, joy, right action, truth. You have to find that within yourself. Now, do you want to? Do you want to find that within yourself? Do you want to find those things within your being? And that's the question. Do we like to feel sorry for ourselves? Do we like to look at the negatives and say, oh dear, how terrible? Or do we like to look at the positive and say, how wonderful, how beautiful? This is the type of thinking I like to have. This is the type of attitude I like to have. This is the type of world I like to have. We have people calling in Dial Healing Words all the time, calling in to talk to our practitioners here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. And as people call in asking for questions, they say, how can I have a happy life? How can I have more abundance? How can I have health? How can I have shared love with all the universe? How can I be worthy of all this? How can I do that? And we say one thing to them, like yourself. Whenever you start liking yourself, you have not room in your world not to like yourself. You do not have room in your world to dislike anything. You have only room in your world to be harmonious and loving and like everything that's good. It's up to you. Now, is this what you want to do? Is this the kind of life you want to have? The kind of life that says all is in divine order? The kind of life that says you are a happy guy? You are a happy being? Is that the kind of world you want to be in? Well then, take it. Take it. Fly with it. Run with it. Enjoy it. Because it's you. Now, it only happens to you when you put positive attitudes in motion about yourself. The practitioners at the Worldwide Healing Ministry work with people continuously, and people find, heal me, help me, heal me, lift me up. And the practitioner says, I could lift you up for a moment, but I want you to be lifted up forever. Lift up yourself by changing your thoughts, by changing your attitude, by changing your thinking, by recognizing that you are beautiful, good, and wonderful. And you are that right now. And because you are beautiful, good, and wonderful right now, this is the kind of life you're going to have right now. Right now. And the practitioner says, it's done unto you according to your belief, according to what you believe, not what we believe. I can go out and plant a garden, and I can give that garden my love and give that garden my joy and my expectation, and the garden blooms bountifully. And my neighbor, who has his backyard right next to my backyard, the very same soil, the very same conditions, the very same circumstance, and his garden doesn't grow worth a darn. The rodents come in and chew up his plants. The soil just doesn't seem to handle it well. Nothing works well. And I talk to my neighbor, and my neighbor says, that darn garden, that you have a nice garden. You got everything going for you, but my garden doesn't go. And I say to him, did you bless your garden? What do you mean, bless my garden? Yes, I bless my garden every day. I tell my garden how proud I am of it, how wonderful it is. I'm so happy to have a garden. I'm so happy to have these beautiful flowers and these beautiful vegetables and all these beautiful things that I'm able to grow myself. And I love it. And I have something to be proud of. Oh, but mine is a stinking garden. It's a terrible garden. Well, you call it that, and it'll keep on being that way. Now, just for the fun of it, change your attitude about your garden. Start looking at your garden and seeing it as its potential, seeing it as a beautiful flower garden, as a beautiful veggie garden, as a beautiful garden that just tickles your heart. Just start seeing that. Now, it's going to take a little bit of imagination on your part to do that, because you haven't been seeing that way up to now. But start seeing, look at my garden and say, that's my garden. My garden and Herb's garden are just the same, beautiful, fantastic, glorious. And as you do that, you're putting a new cause in motion for yourself. You're putting a new direction in line for yourself. And your life is beginning to manifest that which you believe for yourself. Your garden can be beautiful too. So, if you have a request in your heart, if you have a thought that you'd like to have somebody work with you on, and you'd like to call a practitioner here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry, just dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, and a practitioner will answer the phone, and you say, sir, ma'am, I would like to put a cause in motion for a beautiful garden in my backyard. I'd like to put a cause in motion for a holy body, yes, a holy body, my body being whole and perfect. I'd like to put a cause in motion for abundance. Can you direct my thinking? Can you help me direct my thinking to accomplish this? And they'll say to you, we sure can. And the two of you talk it over together. And when you're done, the practitioner will say, now, practice that, and it's done, and it's yours. And I say to you, thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.